Former Maryland Governor Larry Hogan says he's done running for office for good. There's been a lot of talk about him in recent years, possibly running for governor again, maybe even running for president as a never-Trump Republican. But Hogan says he has no interest in returning to a political arena that he describes as increasingly polarized. Rather than running again, Hogan is launching a nonpartisan leadership institute at Washington College in Maryland, aimed at training young leaders and promoting what he sees as a more functional political system. Hogan joined us to talk about it.
So you're done running for office. You're out.
Well, I'm done running for office, but I'm still very interested in continuing to stay involved and trying to make a difference.
Are you done running for office because you are done? Or is it because there's just no room for a Republican who doesn't stand with President Trump?
Well, yeah, obviously, I've got to look at the realities of where we are and what the current politics is. But I have put in my time and served two great terms as governor. And at this point in my life, I'm just doing other things that I think are more meaningful and things that I'll enjoy more, spending more time with my kids and grandkids. And I'm launching this wonderful institute at Washington College. I'm going to find a way to give back without running for office.
I saw on Meet the Press over the weekend Senator Lindsey Graham talking about how Senator Bill Cassidy just lost the Republican primary in Louisiana 5 years after he voted to convict President Trump during his impeachment trial over the January 6th Capitol riot. Here's what Graham said about why he thinks Cassidy lost.
You can disagree with President Trump, but if you try to destroy him, you're going to lose because this is the party of Donald Trump.
I assume you agree with that.
Well, it certainly appears to be the party of Donald Trump, but somewhere buried in there is the old Republican Party. And I think we're going to see over the next couple of elections, the election this November, and then the election 2 years from now, what emerges from the party. Every midterm, no matter who the president is, you typically lose seats. And I think that's what's going to happen.
Where do you think the Republican Party goes after Donald Trump? Do you think it stays aligned with the Trump movement, which is often just called MAGA now? Do you think it stays aligned with that? Or do you see it at some point moving back to something that you could more closely identify with?
Time will tell. I have kind of thought that we would have moved beyond that already at this point, but we have not. It depends on, I think, how bad the losses are this November and whether or not we lose the White House in 2 years or not. It's not going to go back to the party of Reagan Bush, but I'm not sure it's going to continue to be all about Donald Trump after his term ends 2 years from now.
It seemed like you were really strongly thinking about getting back into running for office, running for governor this year. You even at one point posted a photo on social media of your old campaign RV, and you asked, we could always rewrap it and get it back on the road again, ? So what was the point of that? Were you just testing the waters, seeing how people would react?
You know, it was really just on my own social media page. It was sort of tongue-in-cheek and fun with my friends and followers, and it created more of a firestorm than I expected and a tremendous outpouring of people begging me to run, and it generated a number of news stories, and I was just kind of having some fun.
But you had people encouraging you to run for governor again. What ultimately caused you to say, no, I'm good, I'm going to sit this one out, I'm done running?
Well, you know, I appreciated all of the people that were encouraging me to think about doing it again. Certainly, there are people concerned with the direction of the state, and every day people come up to me and saying, hey, I wish you were still governor. However, I'm a big believer in term limits. I served two terrific terms, and I left with most people in Maryland thinking we had done a pretty good job. And coming back, it's a little bit like winning a couple of Super Bowls and then coming back after you should have been retired, and then you come back and try to win one more. It's not quite the same. It's tough to perform in a third term of anything. It was mostly just a personal decision with me and my family. My wife and my daughters and my grandkids thought it was a better idea that I spend more time with them rather than jumping back into all of that stress and pressure for another 4 years or 8 years.
So hearing you say that, you ran for the U.S. Senate in Maryland in 2024 and you lost to Angela Alsobrooks. Upon reflection, are you glad that you lost that election?
Well, I was actually proud of the effort that we ran. I mean, it was a very tough environment in a state that Donald Trump lost three times by 30 or more points. So I'm proud of the effort, but frankly, somewhat relieved that I'm not in the United States Senate right now.
There's a quote from you on this that's actually quite funny. It would have been a very miserable existence. That's how you feel?
You know, I'm sure I would be catching flack from the overwhelming majority of Maryland voters or Democrats that'd be mad at me for being a Republican, and probably some Republicans that would be mad at me for not being 100% all in on everything that they wanted to do. I was willing to run because I thought I had a voice that was needed, and I thought I could bring some much needed balance. But I don't sit around every day going, boy, I sure wish I was there. More often you hear me say, boy, I'm lucky I'm not there.
So let's talk about what you'll be doing at Washington College with the nonpartisan Hogan Institute. What do you hope to accomplish there? How do you talk to young people about getting into politics while you yourself say politics is toxic?
Well, first of all, this is just an incredible college. It's the first one founded after the Declaration of Independence, and George Washington was actually involved in the founding of it. So in the 250th year, it's just a great spot. But it's, I think, a good time for us to talk about returning to some of our founding principles. I'm going to focus on the things I've spent a lot of my public life working on, strengthening democracy, restoring decency. And I want to kind of prove that the bonds that hold us together are stronger than the forces that seek to tear us apart. And we're going to maybe even try our best to restore trust in some of our institutions. I think the vast majority of Americans are frustrated. They believe our political system is broken. They believe that Washington is dysfunctional, and they can either give up on it or they can continue to try to make a difference. And that's what we're going to try to teach some of these young people to do.
Governor Hogan, thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
That's former Maryland Governor Larry Hogan.